News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, hot, sweaty and unable to sleep. Well, the rising temperatures have many of us missing out on those precious 40 winks. So to help avoid mass grouchiness, we spoke to a sleep technologist, Deirdre McSweeney, earlier, and she gave us her top tips on how to stay cool and get a good night's kip.
First of all, not get too fussed about it. This is only a temporary thing, for God's sake. Think back to those December evenings when it took you a long time to fall asleep. You were so chilly. So the first thing to aim for is a cool bedroom. One of the key factors, actually, I often encourage people to do is to keep their curtains closed, even during the daytime, while they're out at work or working in another room, and then open the windows in the evening time to let a change of air come in, and the air will be cooler in the evening. Have your normal dinner in the evening, but don't kind of be tempted to be munching through the evening or eating later. Hot, spicy food will work against you in that sense. The other is to watch alcohol intake. I mean, a couple of cool beers or a glass of lovely filled frizzante is very nice to imagine, but it's not great for sleep. It'll fragment your sleep further. And of course, stay hydrated. It is important that we continue to drink water, even during the night. People often say this to me, But doesn't that disturb my sleep because I might have to get up to use the bathroom more often? But you are losing much more fluid in hotter temperatures, so you need to replace that. Aloe vera is a lovely oil. Either use it on your wrists or around your neck or up near your ears. Peppermint is also a very cooling product to think about having in the bedroom. And forget about duvets. Just sleep in sheets and sleep in something that is cotton-based as well yourself, either cool pyjamas or a nice nightdress, or if it's appropriate, sleep with nothing on.
Oh my God, I'm
always
shocked.
Always appropriate.
Didn't that cause a bit of a stir in the Late Late Show? The Bishop and the Nighty. Good advice, though, on a serious note, from sleep technologist Deirdre McSweeney there.